we are located at St. Agnes Church on Lake Avenue, and we service the west end of Elyria, the west side of Elyria. We serve about 6,000 people every year. We average 120 families a month, and that comes out to about 400 some people every month. And we're on the fourth Saturday of each month.
Talk a little bit about your relationship with Chicks Against Hunger and how you folks got together.
Okay, well, actually, I had seen something about them in the paper several years ago and thought to myself, oh, that's so wonderful that they're doing this, and really hadn't heard about them again. However, one of the members of our board knows Kim, and Kim suggested that they do the benefit giving the proceeds to us this year. So we are absolutely thrilled, and I didn't know Kim previous to that, but we've worked together over these past months, and she's just been a pleasure to work with, and they've worked so hard, I know. They give their heart and soul to this event.
What kind of impact can an event like this have for the people you serve?
Oh, it's immense. It's immense because for us, actually at this point, we really were in need of funds. And so when she called us, just at that point where we were realizing, wow, we're going to have to be able to get some grants or find a way to support the pantry for the rest of the year, Kim called. So, and knowing how many people we serve, it really is going to good use, and we will be great stewards, I promise, of both the food and the financial benefits from this event.
And then anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'm just so grateful for Chicks Against Hunger, for what they do for this community and serving the hungry. I really feel many people aren't aware of the degree of hunger and need in Elyria, let alone in our county. So we're so grateful to them and just admire all of their efforts. And I'm glad too that now the community has again another chance to hear about this event, and hopefully they'll mark it on their calendars for next year.